You know it's coming. I know it's coming. If it hasn't already come and is just in that nascent technological phase right before world domination. I know someone has speculated, developed, inculcated, rocked this baby to an investment strategist fruition worthy of rock star, sports star, billions. Now, I'm not a technically oriented person, so maybe I'm out of the loop, but surely there must be an app for the commonplace high school yearbook. I mean, who, at least amongst the young, wants hard copy anymore? I mean, hard copy is for Moses, not for the youth of today. What the kids want is access, portability, instantaneity, the permanence of the cloud, the freedom from ink and paper, and most importantly, freedom from time and its ravages. I mean, what do you think all this tattoo and facial hair thing is all about? And what better way beyond tattoos and facial hair to achieve this than with the virtual yearbook? It's like Facebook, but it's better because it doesn't get bogged down in the repetition of daily life. It's the past. It's static, but it's instantly accessible, and like most things instantaneous, it seems so now. I can see the ads. The past has never been more now than now. Sure, there are search engines that will help you find lost classmates. But that's just not the same. Those people have been dead to you for years. With this app, you can carry, or as the case may be, drag your high school days and high school friends around with you for the rest of your life. Everywhere. And it's all right there in the palm of your hand or in your pocket. You know, the road goes on forever and the party never ends kind of thing. Well, that's my great idea. I hope I'm not giving away too much. I'm sure somebody's already done it, but if they haven't, and one of you guys shows up like Zuckerberg over this, rest assured, I'm going to be really mad. I'm going to be as mad as those twin brothers who thought that Zuckerberg ripped off their really sweet idea. Mad as both of them put together. So, keep that in mind in case you're thinking.